العالمين والعاقبة لأهلهم ومن يهدمهم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين والقاسمين محمد وعن الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي بأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمهم فدا واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله دعاء توسل توسل is basically from وسيلة which is an access or someone who you take as an intermediary between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran in Surah number 5, verse number 35. Surah number 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 35. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullaha wabtahu ilayhi alwasila. O you who believe, practice piety, have taqwa, wabtahu ilayhi alwasila, and look for a wasila, an access or an intermediary between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to go through a wasila. Now there are two types of wasila. One is that you make someone as a wasila and you take it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone listening? One is that you make a wasila. In the Holy Quran there are verses that say that the people who do idol worshipping, they say these idols are not gods, they are intercessors, intermediary between Allah and them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people made these their own intermediaries, and they said, oh Allah, you accept them. He said, this is haram. Everyone accepts the wasila, but do not make your own intermediary and say, oh Allah, you accept. No, I'll appoint intermediaries and you accept them. Don't make and tell me to accept, but I'll appoint. Who is the best wasila to the Holy Prophet? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet and his Holy Prophet. They're the best intermediaries. They're the best wasilas between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that I have made them the wasila. In Tafsir Majmu' al-Bayan, Al-Burhan, Al-Tibyan, all of these tafsir, even Allama Muhammad Hussain Talatwai and others have mentioned that all the prophets from Hazrat Adam till the last of the prophets before the Holy Prophet, they all did intercession with the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam, he said, فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِرَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُمْ. You know, if you look at the Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Adam went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with some asma, with some names, and he said, oh Allah, for the sake of these names. The Imam was asked, Mawla, who are these names, the six Imam al-Islam? He said, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Mahmood bihaqqi Muhammad, Ya A'la bihaqqi Ali, Ya Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard bihaqqi Fatima, Ya Muhsin bihaqqi al-Hasan, Ya Qadim al-Ihsan bihaqqi al-Husayn. Hazrat Adam said the wasila and the intercession of the five holy personalities, the Holy Prophet, Ali, Hazrat Fatima, and Hussain, and Hussain. He said the names of each one of the, you know, of Allah, and he said, you are Mahmood for the sake of Muhammad. You are A'la, you are the high, for the sake of Ali. You are the creator, originator of the heavens and the earth for the sake of Fatima. You are the benefactor for the sake of Hassan. You are Qadimul Ihsan, you have always been, you are the eternal benefactor for the sake of Hussain. So you can see that all of them, even Hazrat Yaqub, Yusuf and the prophets after that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I appoint and you believe. This is called wasila. Dua tawassul is the formula itself is tafa'ul. You have reached those wasilas, you have reached those intermediaries, and you take them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, for the sake of these that you appointed, I am now bringing them to you. For the sake of these holy personalities, accept my dua. In dua tawassul, this dua that we are today going to inshallah talk about in a little bit more detail. In this dua is from Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. The dua is from the 11th Imam. When a person called Abu Muhammad went to him and said, Mawla, can you give me a dua that I can read and where my amal will be accepted, my deeds and my duas will not be rejected? He said, okay, I'll write down a dua for you. So that Imam, the 11th Imam, wrote down this dua for Abu Muhammad. Shaykh Tusi in Misbah al-Mutahajjid, which is approximately 10 and a half centuries old. In that he mentions that Abu Muhammad in the 3rd century, you know, had this written down from the 11th Imam. And from that the ulama have mentioned Dua Tawassul. So the Dua is directly from the 11th Imam alayhi. And our scholars have mentioned them, Shaykh Abbas al-Qumi, who I told you that he is a muhaddith, who is an expert on hadith, and he does not accept any ziyarat or any dua without proof. He is very critical of accepting dua. And he says that Shaykh Tusi himself and the greatest of the Shia scholars have said that they have not read this dua for anything except that they actually saw the thing that they were reading this dua for was accepted. Many of the du'as are specified for certain things. This is for illness, like du'a mashroon. This is for your amal, this is for the sins, this is for that. You know, they are specified. But for du'a tawassul, it is the only du'a for which Shaykh Tusi himself, Shaykh Al-Taifa, the one who is known to be the Shaykh of all of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, he said that this is the only du'a that is useful for anything and everything. Because it is the du'a of the 14 infallibles. You are interceding with the 14 infallibles. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kull. You know, this is du'a command, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the tawheed that you start with. And in every du'a, Allahumma means, O Allah. Which is the representative of O Allah. Allahumma means, O Allah.